From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. Ride-sharing services Lyft and UberX have been operating illegally in Miami-Dade for more than a month now. But the future of the smartphone app-enabled services that connect drivers with passengers is looking up. WLRN intern Salima Hussein has more on the new rules proposed at today's commission meeting.
New rules might legalize ride-sharing companies Lyft and UberX. The proposed Miami-Dade County Code would categorize the companies as transportation network entities. The companies and their drivers would also need to register with the county and agree to a state criminal background check. Only two commissioners voted against the proposal, Dennis Moss and Jose Pepe Diaz. And the proposal doesn't address one of the app's fiercest competitors, taxi medallion owners. The Transportation Committee may take up the proposal in September. Until then, the services will continue to be illegal. I'm Salima Hussein in Miami.
A deal between the University of Miami and a Palm Beach County developer would bring a Walmart store, restaurants, and apartments to a section of a rare forest in southwest Miami-Dade. Last month, the university sold some 88 acres of the rare rockland, which is home to plants, animals, and insects found nowhere else. The developer agreed to set aside a 40-acre preserve. In a statement, the university says it is committed to preserving the forests. Federal officials say they're closely watching the project. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba. Andy?